For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. The Tennessee legislature passed a $42.6 billion budget on Thursday, putting a final price tag on lawmakers' priorities in the state. To talk about that and more is political analyst Otis Sanford. Welcome back.
Thank you, Chris. Good to be with you.
Well, even members of Governor Lee's own party balked at some of his proposals. One example was they cut in half what Lee wanted to spend for rural broadband expansion. Republicans diverted millions more to the so-called rainy day fund, which is already more than $1 billion. Otis, how would you describe Tennessee's fiscal philosophy?
Hoarding. I think that's a good way to put it with this budget. Stuffing some money away instead of providing some much needed funding for some important things. You know, I don't agree with Governor Lee on a lot, but I do agree that the need to expand broadband is a vital one throughout the state. To cut that in half, I think, was outrageous.
Well, Otis, a major theme from Republicans this year has been laws directly aimed at Democrat-led urban areas, whether trying to supersede local health departments or school systems. Germantown Senator Brian Kelsey has often taken the lead on this. One amendment he introduced in the Senate would have prevented cities and counties from suing the state over the constitutionality of laws. You know, even many Republicans have pointed out that lawsuits are sometimes the only way taxpayers from some areas get a voice in government. So let me ask you, Otis, why are Republicans working so hard this year to amplify the power of state government?
Well, because I think they know that they are seeking to pass so many outlandish bills, especially the ones that are targeting protesters and things of that nature. And for some reason, they seem to think that they can also pass a law that says that whatever they're passing will go into effect, even if there's a court injunction or a court lawsuit against it. That is outrageous. I mean, what happened to checks and balances and a separation of powers? This is a power grab that there ever was one. I mean, it's hard for me to understand the mentality of someone like Brian Kelsey or many of his compatriots who think that they can just wield power any way they want.
Well, you just brought up one of the most controversial bills. The General Assembly this week has proposed a bill that would make protesting in the street and blocking traffic a felony offense with a mandatory $3,000 fine. And it also makes it legal to run over protesters with your car as long as you can claim it was unintentional. Now, you know, the optics on this one are interesting because we have seen white supremacists use their vehicles to run into protesters, most memorably in Charlottesville, where Trump calls racist very good people. Memphis, of course, has seen a number of in-street protests over the years. But Otis, who are Republicans serving here with a law that, you know, 50 years ago would have made it legal to run over striking sanitation workers?
They are trying to appeal to the most extreme parts of their base, Chris. And I'm talking about people who just detest protesters, especially Black Lives Matter protesters and liberal groups that sometimes even descend on the state capitol. This is just another example of a law that they don't want to get into the courts, which is why they passed the other bill.
If this protest law gets passed, do you see it even getting any use here in Memphis? I mean, it seems like city leaders would want to avoid even imposing it on people.
Absolutely. I think here in Memphis, you're going to find a law enforcement agency like the Memphis Police Department, especially under a new leadership, they would not lift a finger to enforce this law. And we have a mayor that would not be interested in enforcing this law. But this is just outrageous, and nobody in this city believes this is the right way to go.
Political analyst Otis Sanford joins us each week to talk about Tennessee politics. Thanks again.
Thank you, Chris.
This is WKNO News.